So everybody's just outraged at United Airlines. Jan Schakowsky.
Now we actually incentivize the airlines to overbook. This is about trying to make yet just another buck.
And between making references to Hitler and sarin gas and the Holocaust yesterday, Sean Spicer.
I don't think anyone looks at that video and isn't a little disturbed that another human being is treated that way. Clearly watching another human being drag down an aisle, watching, you know, blood come from their face after hitting an armrest and whatever. I don't think there's a circumstance that you can sit back and say this probably could have been handled a little bit better.
Well, Congress will soon be asked to reauthorize federal aviation policy. And Dan Lipinski, Democrat from the great state of Illinois here in Chicago, he is a member of the House Transportation Committee's Aviation Subcommittee. So he's a great guy to talk to this morning and a returning guest here on WDLS. I'm guessing that you disagree with me, and I said yesterday, and I guess day before yesterday, when this thing broke, that United Airlines really wasn't at fault for this. Obviously, their overbooking policy, maybe they want to amend that, but it could have been handled better by the aviation police. But what kind of restrictions do you think you want to put on air carriers in the future so disruptive passengers aren't taken off the planes?
Well, first of all, it's good to be on with you. I think that, first of all, no, United is not responsible for the way this passenger was treated being dragged off of the plane. But United did handle this absolutely wrong in the situation. The way United treated this passenger, just choosing him to be taken off the flight, led to what happened next. So there's two issues here. There's first the way United decided to just randomly pull someone off the flight. But the second part is the way the aviation police completely handled this in the absolutely wrong way. There's no excuse whatsoever.
But let's go back to, if we can, Congressman, I'm sorry to interrupt, but let's go back to United Airlines policy. They first offered, what, 400, then 800. It's a little murky as to whether or not they were ever offered the full amount, $1,350, to rebook your flight to those four passengers. So United Airlines went through the protocols that they had publicized in as much as trying to free up the seats, which is their prerogative, correct? So just to clarify, yes. United did. They didn't just boot it to the police. They attempted to do it through, you know, bribery, essentially.
Well, I think that overbooking is going to happen. That's not going to go away. That's been going on for decades with airlines. But what I think is perhaps it is the role of the federal government. Maybe we should step in and say no one should be involuntarily taken off of a flight, denied a seat on a flight. It should be up to the airline. United should have kept offering enough money until finally they had someone who found it worthwhile to take the money and take a later flight. I mean, that is something that United, I'm sure, wished that they had done now, been much cheaper than this. Maybe that's the way that they should be required to handle the situation. Just keep offering more compensation until they get someone. I'm sure at some point someone's going to take up the offer.
Yeah, but I don't want to start bribing my customers to leave my business, whether I'm a bar owner or an airline. Talking here with Dan Lipinski, Democrat from Chicago, right?
And first of all, the airline wasn't overbooked. I mean, this flight was not overbooked. What happened was it was full, and then they needed to get their crew to Louisville. And I, you know, I'd hate to be the person that's gone, you know, you've got to the airport, you've gone through the scrutiny of security these days. It's taking you 2 hours, probably 2.5 hours to get through there. And then they decide you can't fly on. I think that's, to me, I think it's wrong. I think it's bad customer service. And man, nobody's paying for it worse today than this airline.
Yeah, but you know, but the point is you can make your decision as a customer. Don't fly United then. I don't need Congress getting involved in it.
Right, but again, you know, now today you've got the, you know, this Asian American league in Chicago saying it was racism. I don't know if that's correct or not. I doubt it. But, you know, how did they pick this guy? Did they just go through the plane that they look and say, well, that guy doesn't look like he's going to be a problem. Let's pull him off.
According to United, computer generated. Congressman, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I think most people believe that when they buy a ticket on a flight, that they are actually guaranteed that barring weather, a mechanical problem with the plane, they have a seat on that flight, which is not true. That is not what they are guaranteed. They are guaranteed that at some point the airline is going to get them to the destination. I think maybe they should be guaranteed that they are going to get on that flight unless they voluntarily give it up. But that is not actually what the contract says when you purchase a ticket. And I think 99% of Americans, probably more, believe that they're actually guaranteed a seat on that flight, but they're not.
No.
They're not guaranteed that, and I think that they should be.
Congressman Dan Lipinski is here. He sits on the House Transportation Committee's Aviation Subcommittee. Congress will soon be asked to reauthorize federal aviation policy. John Dempsey, our news director, wants to jump in.
Congressman, what kind of legislation are you going to propose here? And do you think that this could be a bipartisan issue because we all fly, Republicans and Democrats, and we were all outraged by that video?
I certainly think that this could be, I hope it could be, a bipartisan effort. I think this also ties into people are frustrated when they fly. They feel like they are not treated well. That's why I got into law a requirement that the baggage fees have to be given back if your bags are delayed, if they're late getting to your destination. I also put in a bill to say if there's not a working bathroom on a plane, you should be allowed to be able to change your flight with no change fee. I think passengers on airlines right now feel they're being mistreated, and I think there are places where the federal government needs to step in and say there are rights that passengers have.
Congressman, we'll leave it there for this morning. Thanks for popping on. You're an important man in this debate, so we'll watch what happens in D.C. when you guys get back there.
Well, it's good to be with you.
Thank you. That's Congressman Dan Lipinski joining us this morning here on WDLS.
Be nice if they could bring back the sandwiches, too, when you fly. Maybe a meal.
I would like the Congress to allow me to smoke on a flight.
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to bring that back.
I think they are.
You want a smoking section.
Let the free market determine what we want in an airline.
First three cocktails are free. I want to smoke and give me a steak.
That's absolutely right.
I don't care if I'm flying to Indy.
Yeah. I understand the populism of this. It's very attractive for politicians,
right.
United doesn't need any more help. Thank you.
Flying is not how it used to be.